Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the So the Democrat Party and its opening convention. Wasn't that their tune? Didn't they open the convention with that? And then they said, let's kick God out. And they said, we have to put it to a vote. So they said, okay, everybody that wants to get rid of God, say aye. And the ayes had it. And somebody says, you know what? We're going to look bad if the country finds out we threw God out. You better call for another vote. Okay, all those in favor of throwing God out, say aye. And the ayes had it. And then a little woman came up to the podium and she spoke to the mayor of Los Angeles. And she said, if you get rid of God and these people find out about it, you know, the American people, if they find out about it, they will cut you six ways to Sunday. You cannot get rid of God. Even though we have to get rid of him, you cannot acknowledge that we did get rid of him. So you better do something. And the mayor got up there and he said, okay, it's very close. Let's have one more poll. All those in favor of getting rid of God, say aye. And the aye screamed the loudest. And he said, the nays have it. And the ayes shouted, no, they don't. And he said, shh, the nays have it. At least that's what the press wants to see. We know what we're up to. Yeah. So, welcome to the Spirit of America Party, where freedom and love survives. Let's see what's going on here. Nancy Pelosi urges a San Francisco archbishop to exit the marriage march. Nancy Pelosi, do you know that her and Hillary Clinton are both in the book of Revelation? Did you know that? The same verse in the book of Revelation could apply to either of those two. A beast appeared in the heavens and had seven heads. And seven diadems, whatever that is. Sounds dirty to me. Yes, and the beast will appear in the heavens. And her tail will sweep the stars from the sky. Yeah, that's surely a prediction of Hillary coming. Hillary's going to be president. Yes, and she wrote a book, and nobody bought it, but the Democrat Party bought it. That they bought $13 million worth. So, and besides, Hillary got paid in advance, so she doesn't have to worry. But everybody will be getting a book as they go to the convention. Here, have a book. Congresswoman urges Obama to send the National Guard to Bosnia Herzegovina in Texas. Unbelievable. Congresswoman. You heard about the guy that went down to the border? He just wanted to film it, and he was brokenhearted, and he came back. He hugged his children and said, "Your days are over." Yeah. Article 14, the 14th Amendment. I don't even know what the 14th Amendment is. What is it? The right to sack everybody's house? A top member of Congress called on President Obama. Yeah, he's calling on President Obama, but he ain't calling on you. He's got his own press corps. He's got his own army. He's got his own press corps. As a matter of fact, he's supposed to negotiate with the Iranians to liberate Baghdad. Yeah, he's going to give the Iranians our Air Force so that they can drive back the Iraqi Democrats. Unbelievable. So here are some of the ha ha ha. Oh, wait, was she serious? That's talking about Uday Pelosi. You know, Nancy Pelosi never forgave Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei. You know that, right? Yeah. She wants Obi to send the NG to... Oh, she's talking about this woman wants Obi to send the National Guard to be the administrative clerks and caregivers of the teenage invaders. Yeah, I get a little worried when I see a teenage kid and he's got numbers on his neck, tattoos. And I got to tell you, the best way to handle the ones that Mexico is pushing over the border, push them right back. Once they're on the other side, they belong to Mexico. Mexico, if Mexico sees they're all coming back, they'll kill them all. Yeah. I mean, they already robbed them before they sent them over here. And speaking of robbing Americans, we've got a Marine that Obama left behind, another Marine that Obama has left to die in the hands of the enemy. Yeah, but if you're an Al-Qaeda or a Taliban, Obama will move heaven and Mohammed's mountain to free you. So they're upset about what's happening on the border. And who wouldn't be? We no longer have a country. We can't do anything. We can't even go to the moon. No, we can't go to the moon because the Russians won't take us. Yeah, we're the bravest and the finest in the whole world. We're the strongest. But the Russians won't take us to the moon. Yeah, what a bunch of helpless bastards we are. We can't get out of our own way. Give that man another tax to pay. Yeah, give me more taxes. I'm from New Jersey. Yeah, I love to pay taxes. Real estate, what do you mean own my house? The taxes are more than the price of the house. Yeah. How much does the governor own of your house? Oh, my governor owns 20% of my house. Oh, no, I own my house. I own 100% of my house. Oh, yeah? You really believe that? You know what? Don't pay your taxes. Let's see how long you get to stay there. Unbelievable. The topic tonight is the Democratic Party goes communist. No God, no country, no flag, and no kids. Ooh. This lady is scary. New comment was posted on Godfather Politics by Denise DeSelt. Ooh, she's anti-Semitic. We won't be reading that one. Denise, you're a bad girl. God's going to give you one short leg. Can't do that. Can't do that. You have to love thy neighbor as thyself. Yes. Of course, the Democrats, you know, they keep all seven of the commandments. Yeah. Yeah. They're in strict violation of all the commandments. the one that they really go to work on, that they really rupture is, which one is it? Is it the tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ass, nor his ox? Yeah, I saw Harry Reid. He had an oxen in his bedroom. Yeah, he did. He really did. Later on during the show, we'll take a peek over to Harry's house and see if any of those cows that he stole from Bundy are wearing negligees. You know, you can marry anybody today. You don't have to. You can go to farm animals. You know, they have rights. Okay, what else we got here? Democrats tweet our, let's see what that one says. Democrats tweet out picture of wrong flag. Oh, yeah, they thought they were putting up an American flag. I told you in the beginning, they have no flag. 40 days before 9/11, you ready for this? You want to know how shot in the ass your country is? 40 days before 9/11, SJR-7, it was a roll call vote to burn the American flag. They called it the Flag Desecration Act. They were going to make it a federal crime to desecrate an American flag. It should be instant execution. It should be two behind the ear while you stand over the drain. That's what they do in the Soviet Union. Yeah. Anyway, the vote it was blocked. 48 flag burners stopped at the law from being passed. It was 52-48. And of the 48, Thad Cochran was one Republican. Match McConnell was, I call him Match McConnell, he was one Republican that joined with his real party. And there's one guy whose name I won't mention because you think he's a conservative. And you're going to have to do your own homework and find out who that is. He ran for president as a conservative, and he voted to burn the flag. And all the evidence has been destroyed, like Lois Lerner's emails. And who was the third one that really? John Edwards. He didn't vote. He was absent for that vote. Him and I think Olympia Snowjob. No, I'm not sure about Olympia Snowjob. I got to be careful because flag burning is a serious offense to me. And but there were 8 Republicans that joined 40 communists to vote to burn the flag. And in the House, 55 days before 9/11, 2 weeks after the 4th of July, 125 Communists and Democrats voted to burn the flag. You know how they could do it? They call it freedom of speech. And when they kill kids, you know what they say? It's settled law. It's settled law. Yeah. Kids have less of a chance than deer hunting in deer season. At least there's only a season for killing deer. But you can kill kids all year round. You can even kill them on Christmas Day if you can find a chop shop, Democrat chop shop that's open. Yeah, bring her in. So it's a quick procedure. We fill the bucket and we leave. You know, we go home for Christmas dinner. And we watch It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. We're losing our country, and we're never getting it back. Well, what are you going to do? Well, you know what we could do? We could become a nation once again.
We have late-breaking news that we're going to open.
I always get the wrong one. Let me start all over. We could become a nation once again.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, Greece and Rome, who bravely stood, 300 men. I see are fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland. Shine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland.
Some years ago on business, I was in Dubai at a trade show and trying to get some of our oil money back, some of our high gas price money back. And an Indian fella came up to me and he said to me, "Guess what religion I am?" I says, "You're Jewish." He goes, "How did you know?" "Nobody knows. Nobody knows in my village. Not even my wife knows." "How did you know?" I took a wild guess. I mean, you come up, you ask me, "Guess what religion I am?" "It's a stomper. It's a stomper." He goes, "You're American, huh?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Which one are you? Are you the elephant or the donkey?" I said, "I'm the elephant." That's how they grade you, man. You're either the elephant or the donkey. So I got that Democrats tweet out pick of the wrong flag. Oh, we said that one already, right? Okay. What else is going on? Savage wrote a letter to Obama asking him to spare the nation. He says, "You're the greatest. You're outsmarting all the Republicans. Please, please, Massa, spare us. Take the lash away." That's what he did, man. He begged for mercy. Now, I say it's time for impeaches and scream. Yeah. VA instructed employees to stonewall the investigation. This is the new routine, by the way, by your communist government. We'll give them a subpoena. We don't honor subpoenas. We'll call them to testify. We're not answering the phone. Okay, we'll make a 911 call and ask them to send troops. We're trapped on a rooftop in Benghazi. We're not coming. Everybody is standing down. They should have a stand down song. Unbelievable. So here's what they're saying about the VA employees. You want the answer to the VA problem? Privatize it tomorrow. Put all of the centers up for auction. And give all of the vets vouchers that they go first in regular hospitals. We're first vouchers. And that's it. That's the end of the problem. You don't have to have committees and call people. Hey, Where'd everybody go? Oh, they had to go. They were privatized. They're all working for individuals now. The business people in this country would suck that up tomorrow. Full employment. You just wouldn't have a government union. And by the way, what are you doing with the government union? Who are you striking against? The American people? Of course, bonuses might be a little harder to get. You know, they might want to pay performance bonuses. Unbelievable. And if we're overrun, you know, with all these illegal aliens, we could always turn a Taco Bell into a first aid unit. You can go in there and get a burrito and a Band-Aid. That's it, man. You know, we can multitask. No problem there. Officials in the Obama administration's Department of VA, Veterans Affairs, appear to have illegally instructed VA employees to stonewall a congressional investigation into the department's scandals, according to House Committee on the VA Chairman Representative Jeff Miller. I'd fire everybody. One of my favorite hiring and firing scenarios is Patton in the movie Patton. And he drives up in his Jeep, and there's a major standing there commanding his troops, and they're supposed to be across a stream, and he hasn't forded the stream yet. And Patton said, "What's the holdup?" And the major says, "Sir, we're taking a lot of fire from the other side." He goes, he turns to a sergeant and goes, "Sergeant, what's your name?" He says, "Walsh, sir." He says, "Walsh, you're now a major. Major, you're relieved of command. Walsh, if you're not over that stream in 20 minutes, I'll relieve you too." Now, that's on the spot. And you know what one of Patton's favorite sayings is? No good battle decision was ever made in a swivel chair. Right? How true, huh? Oh, man. I often wonder how things would have turned out. I think he was going to run for the presidency. And, of course, the Soviets might have taken him out. We can't prove it. But the Soviets are sinister people. They really are. Okay, so that's the solution to the VA problem. Shut it down, man. Shut it all down. Yes. Oh, here's your pink slip. You're no longer logged into AOL. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to do.
You've got mail.
I'm back on. ABC Hello. Do-bop-de-do,
boom, 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 boom.
Do-bop-de-do, boom, 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 boom.
I'll always want you.
Told you all.
Well, here's a headline on AOL. China executes 13 for terrorist attacks. China says it's the work of Islamic separatists, but human rights activists blame the government's own repressive policies. And here's some more news. Human rights activists executed with the terrorists. Yeah, you see them down on the border? You see all those kids? There's nobody starving, man. You know, and they're dressed pretty nice. They're not straggling in. And the women look like they could join Jenny Craig tomorrow. And Human Rights Watch is down there blaming it all on the United States. That's why I say they push them over the border, push them back over the border. That's it. Hey, where you going? No, back. You crossed the line. Get back. And that's what you got to do. That is what you got to do. But Obama don't want that. Obama wants slaves. Obama wants slaves in California to pick the crop and to put his brothers out of work. I did it all for you. Beware of communists who say they did it all for you. Fidel Castro says that. I did it all for you. No, you can't have bread today. You've been bad. Because Iran's a supreme leader. Oh, please. There are 220 Marines who were unarmed under Ronald Reagan. They were peacekeepers, and they got blown to smithereens in their barracks, in their bunks. And their ghosts, their spirit, their souls are crying out, avenge me. And the ones who did it were the Iranians, and we haven't paid them back yet. We haven't fired one nuke in anger. And we have to pay them back. And we definitely don't want to be their air support while they take over Iraq. And anybody that's talking like that, like VC John Kerry, I'm surprised he hasn't brought in Vietnam to sit down at the peace talks. Yeah, his homeland. It is unbelievable. So the Supreme Leader says the Islamic Messiah is coming. Did you ever hear about that? You know, Nancy Pelosi, she went to Syracuse to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad, and she brought the Bill Nelson with her, and she brought Dennis Kucinich. She insisted that the United States Air Force give her a bigger plane, and she brought 41 communists with her that represented the Democrat Party of Death, the Party de la Muerte. And they flew, and they loaded it up with expensive liqueurs, champagne. Yes, they're going into the Muslim world with liqueurs, champagne. And she brought a 41 of her entourage with her. And she landed, and she went and saw Bashar al-Assad, and he gave her a tour. And he took her to a mosque, and they called the mosque, I forget what they called it, but they believe that this particular mosque, Jesus is going to come, and then for 40 days they are going to kill all the Jews. And here's Nancy Pelosi going, oh, that's wonderful. I support the religion. Yeah. And you know what? She pulled a fast one on the Pope. She went for a PR photo. And if she visited the Pope and he's polite, he's listening to her, he's playing German music in his headphones. Yeah, marching band music. And when it was time for the photo op, he slipped out a side door. Yeah. Fuck you, Nancy. No photo op with you. Yeah. Unbelievable. There is a story about Ted Kennedy on his deathbed. He demanded that the Vatican send a cardinal to give him last rites. And I don't know if you have ever heard about this Italian black magic. It is called the Malocchia. If somebody wants to put a hex on you or a curse on you, they nail a chicken head to your door, or they burn your front step. And that's called a malocchia. Well, the Vatican has something that's even stranger. They have what's called Ma Napoli. And when Ted Kennedy summoned the cardinal from the Vatican to hear his confession and to be given absolution and forgiven for all his sins, the Pope sent the cardinal, and the cardinal said, "Yes, my son." And he goes, "I demand to be forgiven of all my sins. I'm not sorry for anything. And the only thing I'm sorry for is I can't get a drink. And I demand that you give me absolution." And the cardinal leaned over and very quietly whispered in his ear, "Hawkey, you. Hawkey, you. You go to hell. And do not pass go. And do not collect $200. And that's a monopoly." Yeah, unbelievable. So the Grand Supreme Leader, now he's in boiler number 3 with a lot of other people that are down there, especially the ones that voted to kill kids. Ted did worse. He sold out his heritage. He turned the United States into a Soviet melting pot, and it's not melting. It's becoming unglued. Yeah, okay, so this is the story. The Islamic Messiah is coming to kill all the infidels. You know what? The next war is nuclear. There's no doubt about it in my mind. You see, when Marco Polo went to China and the Chinese were setting off fireworks, Marco said, "Hey, that's good. What do you call this stuff that's in the fireworks?" They said, "Oh, Marco, that's called gunpowder." And Marco took it back to Europe, and they said, "You know what we could do with this? We can put this stuff in big balls, and we can blow down castle walls. And you know what? That sure beats a sword, doesn't it?" Yeah, yeah. Well, now we're up to nuclear weapons. And as the sophistication of weaponry changes and upgrades and updates, that's what everybody uses. So... And you see all of these deeply religious Muslims shooting AK-47s in the air while the Soviets and the Chinese fill up the order pads for new bullets and new RPGs. You know that once they get nukes, they're going to be putting the nukes up in the air. We've got a late-breaking news. Supreme Court rules pro-life group can defend its free speech rights. "We thought doctors were helping our daughter with trisomy 18, but they were slowly killing her." Oh, you heard about the little girl that was kicked out of the KFC restaurant over scars on her face from pit bulls attack. They don't even tell you how many pit bulls attacked this girl. She's about 5, 6, or 7. They tore her eye out, and they broke her jaw. She's got scars all over her face, this little angel. And her mother, I think it was her mother or maybe her grandmother, took her into KFC to get her something that she could eat, you know, and like mashed potatoes. And they sat down, and somebody from KFC came over and said, "You can't stay here. You have to leave. You're scaring the other customers." How's that? Okay? Now, then when the word got out that they had maltreated that little girl, and the girl was brokenhearted, she cried all the way home, and now it's a big issue, and KFC had to run in with $30,000 to hush the child up, and God knows what's coming next. And I say, that's why everybody has to have a gun. How are you going to defend yourself against pit bulls? Multiple pit bulls. You don't have a chance. And when those pit bulls sink their teeth into you, those are fighting teeth, and they lock. They don't come up, they don't pry too easily. You gotta have a gun. And then you just stick it in the head and you pull the trigger. And you put an end to that happy horse crap. And I'll tell you, there are people that defend pit bulls, but those pit bulls were off a leash and they were hunting. And they found that little girl. And whoever had those pit bulls and off the leash should also be put to sleep. So this amazing video of the development of an unborn baby will blow your mind. And more people are realizing this is not a woman's issue to kill kids. That's not what women do. Women were created by God to be a sanctuary. The womb is a sanctuary for life. It is not a concentration camp for a POW, a prisoner of the womb. A baby falls into a fit of giggles while his father brushes his teeth. There's nothing like kids, man. Kids bring you more joy than money can buy. Gates Foundation gave $117 million to the two biggest abortion businesses. You know who's dying in Planned Parenthood? 3,000 kids a day. 1,200 are white, 1,100 are black, 700 are Latino niños. We got to do better than that. And then we got all these people who, oh, the little children in the border here in the lousy United States won't take them in. And what are you doing with the little children that are here? You're taking them to a Democrat chop shop to be pulled apart? Give me a break, man. You know? Where are your priorities? Who's your daddy? Okay. We're going to give you a little Al Jolson.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's drumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. The world will be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
okay, here's a blog that might jar your grandmother's preserves. Has the Department of Homeland Security become America's a standing army? A standing military force with an overgrown executive will not long be safe companions to liberty, says James Madison. Here in New Mexico, we are moving more towards a national police force. And one thing that bothers me is all of the bullets that all these agencies were buying. Social Security bought 1.8 billion hollow point of bullets. 1.8 billion. Social Security? Somebody in Washington needs to call a timeout. Dan Klein, retired Albuquerque Police Department sergeant. If the United States is a police state, then the Department of Homeland Security is its national police force with all of brutality, ineptitude, and corruption, such as role implies. In fact, although the DHS governmental bureaucracy may at times appear to be inept and bungling, it is ruthlessly efficient when it comes to building what the founders feared most, a standing army on American soil. Got to bring back the draft, folks. Time is of the essence. Next war will be nuclear. You don't want a draft where you're ordered into a taxi cab to go to the front. The third largest federal, and you better get ready for nuclear war because that's what we're having. The third largest federal agency behind the Department of Veteran Affairs and Defense. It has 240,000 full-time workers, $61 billion budget, and sub-agencies that include the Coast Guard, Customs and Border Protection, Secret Service, Transportation, Security Administration, and FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and has been aptly dubbed the runaway train. In the 12 years since it's been established to prevent terrorist attacks within the United States, the DHS has grown from a post a 911 knee-jerk reaction to a leviathan with tentacles in every aspect of American life, with good reason, a bipartisan bill. For my friends, there's no such thing as bipartisan. The Democrats intend to kill the Republicans, and the Republicans intend to die. There's no such thing as bipartisan in the U.S. today. Communists love to join coalitions because they end up taking them over. And when you're dealing with the Democrat Party, you're dealing with the Communist Party. And that's why the Republicans are getting their little butts kicked, because they think they're dealing with somebody like themselves, and they're not. They're dealing with a heartbreaker. A better plan would be to abolish the DHS altogether. See, everything's going to have to be busted up. That's what I said. The VA, privatize it. That's it, man. Privatize everything. EPA, close it. OSHA, close it. We don't need them. Put everybody back into the workplace, working for themselves, making money, and listening to tunes like Amapola.
Guitars would softly play. The tune seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you, Amapola, Amapola. How I long to
found you. My heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be the rhapsody. I'm a polar, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you.
Hey, we're back. Ambassador, let's see who which is. Oh, by the way, we won our first soccer game. We beat Ghana 2-1. But when you look at the American team, they don't look American. They're from all over the world, I think. I think they're Germans. I think we got, the Americans. We're playing with the American team here. I'm from Philadelphia. I'm from Georgia. That could be today, man. You could be from anywhere and be an American. What a joke. Okay, the U.S. may have violated international treaties in the way it has handled thousands of child immigrants being detained in facilities. The Honduran ambassador to the U.S. is claiming. What a bunch of phony bastards. Mexico is at war with the United States. They're sending over children and drugs and slaves. They're sending over slaves. You think all these kids are all going to get treated right? Huh? We can't even find the 3 million that are hiding here, or the 30 million, whatever the figure is. Whatever the figure is this week. Slavery is back in the USA, man. And they're coming from Baltic countries. Slaves are coming here from Baltic countries. Especially girls, especially women. And a little girl doesn't stay little forever. You know, you can grow your own. And that's what they're doing. We are so corrupt in this country. Every time you light up a joint, you kill a Mexican. You know, they say there's only 8,000 Mexicans died last year in the drug wars. I'll bet you it's over 100,000. They have no idea. They wiped out a mayor, and then when his wife ran for office, they wiped her out too, killed her in front of her daughter. Not only did they kill her, and the woman was beautiful, and she was in the first ambush of her husband's, and she survived. So when she chose to take his place as mayor, they stopped the car one day when she was taking her kid to school, and they gunned her down. And her last words were, "Please don't hurt my daughter." How would you like to live like that? Well, I live in the land of the free, and as long as there's somebody that is stupid enough to serve this country, I don't have a thing to worry about. It won't be me that serves, though, but I'll be there complaining. What are you going to do when they quit? What are you going to do when your army walks off the battlefield? What are you going to do when they unionize? Well, that can never happen. Never can happen. Happens all the time. You want to go to the Clinton Towers in downtown New York and tell me that that could never happen? It is sad, man. It is sad. And you know, not everybody can be like Endicott.
Not the cheating kind. And I got don't use nicotine. Indica, don't drink alcohol. Indica, use no drug at all. Indica, don't eat any sweet. Indica, don't eat piggy feet. Indica, frame is mighty strong. Indica, make love hard and long.
Somebody, Communist Party USA gathers in Chicago. One of the things you should know that what the media does, the media brainwashes you and me. Okay, sometimes it's a subtle brainwashing, sometimes it's heavy duty. But just think about this: what do you know about the Communist Party? Nothing. What do you know about what went on in the Soviet Union? Nothing. But you know everything about the Nazis. But the Nazis died in 1945. The communists are having a meeting in Chicago. Why are we not able to see what the communists are up to? Because they're running the country, and you're not allowed to know what they're doing. That's why. Now, you take a look at Lois Lerner. Lois Lerner lost 2 years of emails. Isn't that amazing? And here we got guys like WikiLeaks, right? Private Manning, a private, managed to secure 200,000 classified documents. A private. In intelligence, a private, and now he's a woman. It's Miss Manning now. He had a sex change operation paid for by the taxpayer, and I guess he's in women's prison now. And it's ridiculous. And then you got KGB agent Snowden, who stole 1,200,000 classified secrets, but they didn't kill anybody. Nobody died because he stole 1,200,000 classified documents. Well, what did he do with them? He take them home and he hid them in his basement? No. He went to China. And the Chinese looked over what they wanted, and they picked and they cherry-picked. And then they said, okay, take the rest to the Russians. And he went to the Russians, and they took the rest. Now, you don't think there's one dead somebody out there somewhere that used to work for American intelligence? You don't think he killed one person? How about he killed 1,000? Oh, no, that couldn't be. I saw a movie once in Rambo, One Vietnam. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. And so, the Communist Party is having a meeting in Chicago. And this person is blogging, and this is what they're saying. This is from Ron DeJong from Grassfire. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the Declaration of Independence. Now, do you think when they wrote that, they included the unborn child? You bet they did, because kids were at a premium. But today, spoiled a generation draws and quarters them and throws them in buckets. Dear Mark, just a few weeks from today, millions of Americans will gather with family and friends for parades, cookouts, fireworks, and celebrate Independence Day, the holiday that marks our birth as a nation. And you know, we're very young. What are we, 250 years young? You compare that to the Romans in Italy. You compare that to the Cossacks in Russia. The text of the Declaration of Independence serves as a constant reminder to all of us that our unalienable rights as Americans come from God, our Creator, not the government. But these days, many in our government are targeting those rights, acting as if they are the ones who give them and who can take them away. Grassroots Americans have seen the Obama administration and their allies, their comrades, on the left, attack. On the left means on the communist front. Left is a nice word for communist. Attack our First, Second, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights, all in just the past 6 months. But Grassfire is a million-strong network of conservatives who know and understand the truth. In the words of Thomas Jefferson, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. And Harry Truman says, when they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to say present or not guilty. We the people are tired of scandals ruling the day in Washington, D.C. Americans across the political spectrum have become weary as they watch government grow bigger and bigger, while their freedoms and their paychecks get smaller and smaller. We've got more oil than Saudi Arabia and Russia, and Obama won't let us take it out of the ground because he's saving it for when we are all, to when the government owns it all. Perhaps that is why Grassfire team members have responded so overwhelmingly to our God Bless America yard signs. Those three powerful and much-needed words take each of us back to the most basic principles of who we are and why we are here. What could be a more perfect message from our times than God Bless America? I would like to see a cross where there's a flag. A cross where there's a flag. You ever see in Europe they have those like way stations and they have a cross and then the cross is protected by a little roof and people can stop and say a prayer? That'd be nice to see all over America. So when the ACLU takes one down, we put up 1,000. Grass fires, God Bless America yard signs have definitely struck a chord among our team members. And you can order it. You can order that. I got a bumper sticker. You know what it says? I got it in church about 2 weeks ago. It says, my hero is a beautiful Jewish mother. Somebody's got a sense of humor, huh? Okay, going back to the real world. Let's see if we can change our evil ways.
You got to change your evil ways, baby, before I stop loving you. You got to change, baby, and every word that I say is true. You got me jumping and running.
you got to change, baby.
Lois Lerner announced that all her emails have been lost. And somebody said, every email that's created has a hard copy. It's required by standard operating procedure. And then somebody else said, they're never lost. You know, you can erase them, but they can be resurrected. And I thought to myself about brainwashing and how down deep you have the spirit of America, but the brainwashing has erased the spirit of America. And now on the surface, all you get is communist propaganda and thoughts. But underneath, that could be resurrected, the spirit of America. Mississippi senator goes off on the Tea Party, and his Tea Party opponent calls him extremist and dangerous. This is Thad Cochran. He's a flag burner from Mississippi. When you got a flag burner from Mississippi, you're in trouble, man. Your state's in trouble. Because Mississippi is the spirit of America. Yeah. Anyway, of course, everybody said, Mississippi. I saw Mississippi burning. There was nothing but a bunch of racists down there. Well, who brings that up all the time? Communists? They don't have slavery in Russia, do they? They never had slaves? What'd they call them? They called them serfs, didn't they? They called them serfs, and they were all white. Yeah. Well, how many black slaves do they have in Russia? They don't have any blacks in Russia. Well, how many black slaves did they have in China? They don't have any blacks in China. So if we fall, who's going to take us in? Nobody. If we fall, we're going to die where we fall. No, I'm not shipping him over to the Soviet Union. Oh, man, I don't want that guy over there. Kill him. It is really sad. Really sad how we're all trained to fight each other, even on religion. I watch more guys fight over, get all upset with the Pope. You know, the Pope is not going to nuke us, man. The Pope is not going to put us in a concentration camp. The Pope is not going to rob us of our tax money. The Pope can't even get anything in the second basket in the collection. Don't worry about the Pope. And if you disagree with statues in a church, you don't believe it should be there, or a Blessed Mother, that's okay. You know, don't let it distract you from the guy that really wants to kill you. That's the guy that's going to outlaw all religion. President Obama, then Lenin. So, oh, that's a phony deal. Payment advice from a bank I don't bank in. What crap goes on the Internet? One day I think we're going to be forced out of the Internet. An American IT worker had to train his H-1B replacement. You know what that's about? We'll take a look. Come on, come on. I hate pop-ups. I think the guy that invented pop-ups should have them coming up at the foot of his bed every night. Oh, I know what I did. I didn't check the box. This American IT worker had to train his H-1B a replacement. I have no idea what that means. Do you? U.S. citizen or H-1B candidate? It's not easy to call. Okay, let's see what it's all about, if we can ever get there. This is a story of an IT worker who was replaced by a worker on an H-1B visa, one of a number of visa holders, mostly from India, who took jobs at this U.S. company, Computer World, is not going to use the worker's name or identity. The company's involved to protect the former employee from retaliation. For purposes of this story, the worker has been given initials AB. That's not his real initials. His real initials are MT. At AB's company, about 220 IT jobs have been lost to offshore outsourcing over the last year. AB is telling the story because initially there was little knowledge among fellow employees about H-1B visa holders and how they are used. They don't know that offshore outsourcing firms are the largest user of H-1B visas, or exactly how this visa facilitates IT job losses in the USA. So they're being bumped by guys working for less money, which is going to be more and more common. And if you're not in the computer world, there's not going to be too many jobs for you. And the housing market doesn't look too good because people don't want to pay all those taxes. A lot of people are renting. And the cost of renting is not cheap either. But the price of food is going up. And the price of gas is going up. So, and your paycheck is going down. And every day the government goes to work, they dream up all new taxes. Yep. Pretty soon you'll have a tax on air by the gasp. So, we're going to have to stand and deliver one day, or we're going to have to face the music and dance.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. about the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.